Imagine.
You need to know. Now.
Joburg peaking at 17 degrees tomorrow, Pretoria 18 and Polokwane 21.
On the roads, you can expect queuing traffic in Alberton due to an accident scene. It's on the N12 East at the Eland's interchange, and then traffic is still moving quite slowly in Germiston on the N12 East after an earlier accident before the Craft Road exit.
Joe Manny, the sport headlines. Gavin Hunt joins Durban City as their head coach, and Christian Horner sacked as Red Bull team principal after 20 years.
The DA says it will lay criminal charges against Police Minister Senzo Mchunu tomorrow. The minister allegedly lied to Parliament earlier this year. Now, he told the Portfolio Committee on Police that he does not know a Northwest businessman named Brown Mokgotsi who's being implicated in alleged political interference in police operations. However, this morning, Mchunu admitted to knowing Mokgotsi, saying he's just a comrade and not one of his associates. In other news, Public Works and Infrastructure Minister Dean McPherson says there should be criminal charges instituted in the George building collapse. Now, the building, which was still under construction when it collapsed in May last year, killed 34 people and a further 28 were injured. A forensic investigation revealed widespread negligence across the entire construction process, from planning and oversight to safety and regulatory compliance.
34 people don't just die in a building and everyone walks away and continues with life as normal. That is why I'm so determined to protect the integrity of the investigation from political interference and pressure, because if we get it wrong, I'm going to be held accountable.
And in Sandt in Johannesburg, Eastern Cape Judge President Selby Mnenge has defended asking Makanda High Court Secretary Andiswa Mengo to remove her jacket in a picture she sent him, saying he meant no harm by the comment. But the Judicial Conduct Tribunal, looking into allegations of sexual harassment against him, found the request troubling, especially given his seniority and the persistent nature of his advances. Anastasi Mokhobu is there.
Evidence leader Salome Skepers pressed Mbenenke on WhatsApp messages where he asked Mengo sexual questions at least 11 times and requested intimate images on 11 occasions. Mbenenke told the tribunal he asked for pictures because he believed Mengo was cooperating with him, claiming she never directly rejected his request. He admits steering the conversation in that direction after developing a personal interest in her, but maintains there was nothing improper in his conduct.
On that page, the complainant was a participant. I was a participant. There's nothing in the form of a rebuff.
Anastasi Mokhobu, Jacaranda FM News in Sandton.
And finally, the toy company Mattel worked with the Diabetes Alliance here in South Africa in launching a brand new Barbie doll with type 1 diabetes. Now, for Holly Ray, an award-winning South African artist, this is an important step in creating awareness around the diagnosis. Ray lives with type 1 diabetes and she wears a glucose monitor on her arm and an insulin pump around her waist every day. These instruments are also in the toy.
I think that she's going to do a lot for diabetic children feeling validated, but I think the role she's going to play in society and educating people is going to be so much bigger. I think that it's really going to encourage societies to go, actually, we need to look after our societies more.
I'm Marlene Fischer, more news at 6.
When you hear,
hey everybody, this is Ed Sheeran.
What's up, it's Ariana Grande.
Hey, it's me, Justin Bieber.
I'll settle for the
ghost of you. Hey, it's Olivia Rodrigo.
More music you love on
Jacaranda FM.
Jacaranda FM, the station that sounds like you.
Jason Derulo, check that out. What they playing? That's my song. That's my song. Where my drinks? I've been waiting much too long, much too long. And this girl in my lap passing out. She's a blunt.